You are listening to God's Prophetic Outreach Ministry with Apostle Grant, located at 3920 Old Middleburg Road, with Sunday services at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. Wednesday night Bible study and Friday night healing and deliverance services are both held at 7 p.m. Every second Saturday, the Hurting Women Ministry is held at 10 a.m. and the men's meeting at 3 p.m. Prayer for our schools meeting is held every third Thursday at 6 p.m. You can reach the ministry at 778-4447 or by email at godsprophetic@att.net. The website is godsprophetic outreach ministry.com.
Yesterday evening, I was looking at this criminal mind. This lady got married to this guy when she was 16 years old. And she said he was a woman's man, and she still loved him anyway. She had the gun, and she kept telling him, "I'm going to kill him." Of course, he didn't mean it, because she worked two jobs. He stayed home. He was the house husband. But he went out at night, because he done cooked and cleaned the house in the day and kept the children. So at night, it's his time to go out, and he'd come back the next morning. And she had been plotting, saying, "I'm going to kill him." And this particular time, he came home this night. He was in the shower trying to get a bath where he can go do his playing job. She told the detective that she didn't know where he was at, but she killed him in the shower. She shot him once in the head and one in the neck. And this woman is doing life in prison. She couldn't let him go out of here. The man already told her he didn't want her. But we hold on to hopelessness, and our hope is not in Jesus. I looked at it and I thought about me. I said, "My God, you're so good." Because a demon will come and get you, and it'll hold you in bondage. And you begin to look at that person. I mean, he was a fine hunk of man. And she will look like Miss Butterworth. I'm just keeping it real. She'd pull her hair back, and she just to no effect. Her life was in him. And I said, life in prison. After 25 years, she can come up for parole. But she done did all her time. But when we do the time for God to bring us out, it's different time. You will walk in the victory when you let God. We can't give up nothing. Oh, it's in the house today. Get the stout knee men. Ain't that what you say? Stalking. Stalking these men. About to burn up their phone. Peeping in the window. That is not of God. When you find you got a problem that severe, you need to go to him. Because you going through your suffering. You are in pain. Your mind done clicked on crazy. I ain't hear nobody. Let me get back to the word. What was about talking? I'm talking about now. But we can't get. You can might not mean it right now, but what I've defined that you can do, you can let God establish you. It's good to assemble yourself together. You get strength from each other. And if you got a problem, every time the door opened, I was in there. I ain't worried about folks say I can't do this. He say I can. So forget what folks say. When I found out this thing was going to kill me dead as a doornail, I began to go to a prayer meeting, and the rats would run across the floor, and the pocketbook, the roaches you didn't bring in there, they would get in your pocketbook from being in there. But I said, forget all this. I got to get to Jesus. I got to go somewhere where people ain't pretending that they want Jesus. That they've been through something where I can hear their story, where I can grab my own son. I got one too. My God, my God. It ain't always got to be a man or woman. Your children can have your mister. And you up there trying to cover up, don't want nobody to know what they're doing. They're killing you. And down in Matthew, he said, rejoice and be glad and praise the Lord. We are not doing that. Now some of us act like we icicles. Don't nothing move you. But another demonic demon. You got enough of them holding you in bondage. I want him to loose me and let me go. I ain't hearing nobody. Amen. I got a radical style, but I got it from going through. I got a radical praise, and I don't need nobody to help me, and I don't care what they say about me. Because you wasn't my source then, and I do know better now. You ain't my source now. But he has proven to me that he is a provider. And unjust, he will manifest. When you think that you have authority and control God creation, the spirit of the living God that he will put down inside of you when you stop faking it like you done made it. When you're going through so much and the enemy said, go on and say you want to die. But oh, King Jesus, I reached up and said, I want to live. And declare that you are a healer. Declare that you will bring them out. Declare that no weapon formed against you will prosper. That if I keep my focus on you, and when it seems like I can't go no further, I call on your name with sincerity and sincerity. Here I am again. I'm about to quit again. But I need your help to empower me so I won't have to start back at the back of the line. It's a hard thing when we done gave up on Jesus and we faking it like we have, and everything done went wrong and ain't nothing got right. But I said, thank you for being a provider. Thank you for being my way maker. Thank you for being my healer. Cause the enemy want to thank me to thank that you have not put enough of you in me that the enemy shouldn't mess with it. I give him praise today. I want you to build up this foundation up in you so it won't be disturbed, so it won't be shifted when nobody come and shift it and tear it down. I want it to be you and you alone. I give you praise. Teach me how to hold on to your unchanging hand. Teach me how to rejoice and praise you when all trouble hell got me is sticking to me like glue. Can I praise you? Well, you will loosen me up. Can I tell you thank you and really mean it from my heart? My heart is acting up. I'm my God. But you a heart fixer. I bless your name. I give you glory. I'm going to keep praising you because man don't know what my assignment is, and they don't care anyway. But thank you, King Jesus. You came down here. Suffer. Died for me. I'm about as good as you are. Teach me how that I can suffer for your sake, and I can give you glory in the midst of all these storms that keep on raging over and over in my life. I don't need to understand it, but I need to grab a hold. You are greater than my adversary. So I'm going to say thank you when I don't feel like it. I'm going to praise you when it ain't looking like it. Thank you. Somebody in here don't believe he got all power. That's why we take it personal. Going to point our finger. Going to hate somebody because they think they got it together. You need to shift your spirit. Say it ain't so. You got all power and you ain't releasing your power to no vessel. I bless his name because they say they got it. But you are greater. Teach me how to look to you. Even though it don't feel good, I ain't looking good and it ain't good, but it's all do I believe that you can make it good. Can I get a witness? Can I get somebody? Say, I've been through many storms, many rages, still but I made up my mind. Hallelujah. If you keep me living, I teach me how to say it ain't personal. It's about you now. I bless your name. The witch gonna get his day. The sorcerer gonna get his too. The dicks gonna get theirs too. You don't have to worry because it's your covering name Jesus. He gonna uncover you. I bless his name. Hallelujah. Folks are killed. Yeah, when they find out genuine is. Oh, it ain't taught you speaking in tongues and falling out. Tongues is a gift. Amen. You can be the devil advocate. Yes, I ain't hearing nobody. Amen. I speak in tongues too. And that go for me too. And anybody else. But I want a relationship. to be developed between me and him. Huh? Because if he loved me enough, and he does, he died for all of us, but some don't think so. Come down here and we're crucified, trying to show proof that he's greater. And you catch hell trying to be a representative. The devil come and lock on to you. Is it all right, Brother Calvin, if I keep it down where you can read me? Ah, the devil come and get you with all his sincerity. You mean well, and all his advocate and ain'ts and amp come at you. But you still be assured. My God, I'm assured he's greater. And I'm going to watch his power show proof he's greater. I feel anointing moving all up in me. Grab it for your sake. When he say I can trust you, I mean I can trust you. And not one thing, various things. Can I get a witness? I bless his name. Hallelujah. He told me to preach, but I sang to him. I ain't hear nobody. Oh, my God, I glorify him. I exalt him. Can I get somebody? You ain't got to be jealous, sit on your fat tail and be, that ain't of God. How would you know? How would you know? When you ain't done nothing but criticize and point a finger, how would you know? We scatter all these folks. They come to see where you're at or what you're saying. My God, I've not preached a message that I didn't tell God I did my best for you. Now you handle all them folks who got the mouth on you, because it ain't about me. I'm going to still be hollering and preaching the best I can. It's all right, woman of God, that I'm crazy for him. You hear me? I'll snatch this wig off if it's necessary. Huh? Huh? You don't know where he brought me from. You don't know he reached down in the pit of my hell and said, you can't have her. I want her to be trust to go and win souls for my kingdom. For her to tell somebody, he lives. Where does he live? Down inside of me. Every time I look around, he manifests and he lives. Because he lifts me up from the assignment of Satan and say, you are rich in me. Keep on saying, I am your provider. I am your sustainer. I am your keeper. Oh my, I've seen every one of your tears. I've seen your suffering. I've seen your endurance. I've seen, because I see all. Can I get somebody? Let's say it's Jesus. It's Jesus. I want to take a change. I want my mind to be changed. I ain't hear nobody. I'm preaching because it's for me. I bless his name. Whole 12 months he done brought me. But other than that, he done brought me 70 years. I bless his name. I give him praise. I give him praise. I ain't looking for nobody else to praise, because somebody else might not know he inhabit the praise of his people. Sit down and be cute and tell him, I got enough, but I don't know about you. I need more to keep on enduring, to keep on going forward, keep on taking a licking. I ain't hear nobody taking a beat down and walking on. Rejection, out of disrespect, and all of that. But it's still well, my Savior, I want him to live in me. Forget about you and your bougie tail, because he ain't no self-righteous. He's righteous. I ain't hearing nobody. So I praise him. I can praise him with all I've been through. It's all right if you said that ain't a him. How would you know? Because you ain't been through what I've been through. He asked me, will I dance for him? You know how critics and religious folks is. I said, bump them. I didn't see them when you were bringing me out. Huh? They didn't give the okay when you said live and don't die. And declare, I'm a healer. Declare I'm your provider. Declare I have a light that I'll shine down on the inside, and it will show proof that my word I put in you. I said thank you, thank you, thank you. I thank you. He'll bring proof. And the enemy's still there. Say, it ain't him. It's me. I said, you could have got me before this. I hear what you're saying. But I ain't going to say nothing. But I know what he has done. Some of us don't know what he has done for us individual. Check him out. Because he won't be alive.
You've been listening to God's Prophetic Outreach Ministry with Apostle Grant, located at 3920 Old Middleburg Road, with Sunday services at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. Wednesday night Bible study and Friday night healing and deliverance services are both held at 7 p.m. Every second Saturday, the Hurting Women Ministry is held at 10 a.m. and the men's meeting at 3 p.m. Prayer for our schools meeting is held every third Thursday at 6 p.m. You can reach the ministry at 778-4447 or by email at godsprophetic@att.net. The website is godsprophetic outreach ministry.com.